motherfucking name.
Are you Ellie?
Blowing back on this Mary Jane. I'm analyzing the game.
And the game done chose me
to bring pain to pussy niggas and pussy hoes that wanted the same.
Ever since you told me
there's only room for two, I've been making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. Holler.
I met so many men, it's like they're all the same.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your host Van, and this is Best Week Ever. It's been a while since I did a little bit of a solo ep, but this isn't a solo ep. Obviously, you have read the title of this episode. I am going to have an awesome guest, but before we start with my awesome guest and our picks on who's having the worst and best week ever, I wanted to jump in and let you know that I've been on a couple podcasts this week. I don't know if you noticed, I've posted on the stories this weekend, so watch out for the Instagram grid. I will be posting on there too, on Best Week Ever Podcast on Instagram. I was with Arthur from Two Cents Critic, which is an awesome, awesome podcast, guys. I highly recommend. If you are a avid reader like I am, you would definitely love this podcast. And also, if you're like a movie buff too, I love that Arthur gets to talk with professionals, because, you know, I'm not really a professional, but he like talks to directors and authors of, obviously, of books and films. And we got to talk about a book called When No One Is Watching by Alyssa Cope, if I'm correct on that. I hope I'm correct. But yeah, I had a great time just talking about the book, and it is a great book. If you are a thriller girly, I highly recommend it. Also, we talked about Palestine and just, you know, the state of our government, obviously. So we are talking about the book and also going off tangent of just talking about certain films that Israel has banned, and how this war and this ethnic cleansing that Israel has had, you know, planned for decades. It's been 20 years since the last time that I can remember as a, you know, teen, just hearing and seeing news of Palestinians being treated poorly and just mistreated, and just, it's been a continuous war. And the fact that we as Americans are funding it is definitely, we have blood in our hands, and just that feeling alone has been weighing heavy on my shoulders, because there are ways to help, and I will put that on the show notes. And yeah, me and Arthur definitely talked about it. He is also an awesome person to follow on Instagram, so I will put all of his information on today's episode. And please check out that book and check out the episode of me and Arthur on Two Cents Critic. Also, I had the very pleasure of being on Horror Hues podcast. It's a horror and urban legend podcast hosted by Shanika, and I had so much fun hanging out with her, and we got to talk about Final Destination. You guys know I'm not a horror girly, but I am a 2000 nostalgic, trendy bitch, and of course my heartthrob was Devon Sawa. So it was so much fun to talk about Devon Sawa in, you know, during the time where he was stepping away from little kid heartthrob into a, you know, college teen slackers. If you guys remember that movie, Idle Hands, another like horror kind of thriller, and of course, Final Destination. And me and Shanika just got down and dirty talking about all our favorite heartthrobs. You know, it made me realize how appreciative I am as a kid. I got to see like Josh Hartnett on The Faculty, I got to see like Jessica Biel on Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Say what you will about her, she is a fox, and seeing her as a teenager in this film, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, obviously. Allie Larder, we got so deep and heavy talking about Allie Larder. She was in so many movies that I loved in the 2000s, and obviously a favorite that we got. Like, we had an aha epiphany moment realizing that she was the girl in Varsity Blues with the whipped cream all over her. So that was a lot of fun. And yeah, please check out her podcast, Horror Hues Podcast. I will definitely put that on the show notes so you guys can click and listen, follow, subscribe, rate, review. You guys already know what you need to do. And I hope you are doing the same for me. Please pass the word, share along these episodes. And yeah, follow them. And I hope you have fun listening to them and become an avid follower. Also, I wanted to add that the Patreon is still up. Nicole and I, obviously, we have not ended The Traitors, so you will be listening and I will be discussing about my feelings about The Traitors in this episode. But if you want to hear my thoughts and the recaps of episode 1 through 6 and then 7 through 10 with Countess and Frenemies, Nicole, I will put that in the show notes as well. And yeah, I had a lot of fun watching Traitors, guys. You will hear all my feelings about it in this episode. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode with me and Emily. I am so stoked I got her this week. She was feeling not well, so I felt really, really lucky to be able to have a recording with her this week and right on the nick of time. And it is why our episode is a little delayed, but it's totally worth the wait, guys. I had so much fun talking with Emily. She's a blast. I love her podcast. So please enjoy this episode with me and Emily Hanks from She's Speaking on Who's Having the Worst and Best Week Ever in Pop Culture. Welcome back, guys, to another week of Best Week Ever podcast, where we discuss who's having the worst and best week ever in pop culture. I am super excited, guys. I'm having Emily Hanks from She's Speaking.
Got
podcast.
It.
Yeah, I know you rebranded. I love, love, love the new photos as well with the mic around your neck. I think it's so like your type of podcast, because you touch everything and you literally are so, I don't know if I'm being biased, but I agree 100% with everything you're on board whenever you're talking about like the Housewives, you're talking about like Married to Medicine, like
really,
yeah,
that's any, good to hear.
Like any, like all your topics are so much fun to talk about, because on like I love Kendrick. I also love Taria. Like, I feel like Noor from Reality Is. I just leave it. Like, I feel sane when I hear your guys' thoughts and opinions. And I just appreciate you so much. Emily, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little under the weather, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm just fine. You know, I'm just fine.
You did mention earlier off the recording that you just saw Vanderpump Rules, and I know after watching that episode I felt more sick.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night and I was like not feeling well, and I was like, oh, new episode, and I'm like, I feel more sick.
Yeah, and the after show too, like now that they're including the Valley cast, I just felt very icky about it, having Jack's comment on Katie. Like, I was like, oh wait, I forgot. I don't want to hear his opinion on, especially not on the women.
It was a good reminder because I know everyone, I don't know your opinions, but everyone's so interested in the Valley now because they did revamp their trailer. And now that they had the cast and the actors for some reason giving their opinions on the Vanderpump Rules episode, which is such a shame because it was such a great episode to really understand everyone's point of views, especially Lala's, because
I
she's.
don't like I miss having the trio of Lala, James, and Sheena. I like having them three together. I don't like how they've split up and now it's Lala and Brittany, Sheena and Kristen. I don't mind that pairing as much, but then it's Brock and James.
Yeah.
Ew, no.
And putting back together the Tom Tom and
Yes.
Jax like all together. And it
Ew.
was so you can tell from even Tom the two Toms, like while Jax spoke, they just like are, you know, deep down there while he's trying to put down Katie. But yeah, it was really disgusting of him of how he spoke of Katie.
Yeah, and Jax, I also he really folded quick with the whole Tom thing. He was all like, "Oh yeah, I hate Tom. I've always told you guys how much Tom sucks," and now he's friends with Tom.
Yeah.
So, congrats, Jax. You just suck.
Well, this is such a great introduction of this week's best week ever, guys. I'm super excited to get down to who's having the worst week ever category. We will first start off with honorable mentions. Who do you have for your worst week ever honorable mentions?
Okay, so it was tough to do like it was tough to pick the worst because the stuff that I'm very interested in terms of the worst is going to be the Kate Middleton drama. And like I don't even know who to give the worst week to. So it's like honorable mention the royal family because what is happening? There's so, like as John Oliver said, there's a non-0% chance that she died 2 months ago or something. Cause like I don't trust the royal family one bit. And I don't know what's going on. And that Photoshop thing was so bizarre.
It was literally uncalled for with all the other photos that they upload of them being in their car so far away. Like, we really do think that the society is like really dumb, but because of Twitter and TikTok, we have these people knowledging us and letting us know that there's something fishy going on. But yeah, they're actually my worst week ever winners because.
Yeah.
Just more and more is coming on with the royal family. There's some, a Lady Rose apparently is a mistress to William Charles. I don't think she's dead. My theories are that, and this is my opinion, guys, allegedly, and like my theories only, but I really do think that she is in some sort of in hospital
In hospital.
for some mental help. Like some rehabilitation because just how the media is so on of like where is the Kate Middleton whereabouts, it's bringing me back to the Meghan Markle where she just wanted some space, you know, and they couldn't even give that to her. And when she fought back, it's when the firm itself fought against her. So I really do think that Kate just wants a break and they're not letting her have that.
Oh, I was going to like a shittier place. Okay, I agree that I agree that she's in some sort of a mental state, which is probably completely justified because, you know, I believe the rumors about Prince William having an affair because that's just like what they do. You know, they just do that. And so I feel like it's finally getting to her, and they're like, we mustn't have that in public. Like she's getting mouthy. She's like, I'm gonna say shit. I'm gonna defend Meghan Markle. And they're like, oh, we can't have that. Something is like some it's like something like that. And they're just like locking her away because that Photoshop thing was it was Photoshopped in the oddest of ways. And
And you don't
it's
see her mole.
disturbing. You don't
Apparently,
see her move.
yeah, you don't see her mole. And yeah, it's obviously if she were to be in hospital, any type of surgery, I'm not too sure how you'd come back looking like, but it just wasn't So, like the conspiracies are making us believe that this isn't real. Like, like the
And
grand
did
photos.
they give us a statement? Did they say it was an abdominal surgery? Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, which is another thing which
What's
someone pointed
that?
out that like why would she be wearing jeans then in that Mother's Day photo if she went through abdominal surgery? Like that's what really what should have been like more of a red flag than just the Photoshop itself.
It's so maybe they photoshopped the jeans.
The boots,
It's
I
bizarre. I'm sorry.
there was a good hour when I was just looking at boots.
It's like they're just it was the oddest, weirdest trickery, and I don't know if we'll ever find out. 'Cause you know what it kind of reminds me of, and I know this is really dark, but in Scientology, when Shelley Miscavige or however you say her name, like she just goes missing
And has been still missing.
and has never been found, never been seen again. It's like it's giving me that, which is so dark. It's not that though, guys. Oh.
It can't be just because, no, they're so in the public eye, they can't be able to get away with that.
Yeah, they can't just they won't be able to get away with actually killing Kate.
No,
That's so dark.
the timeline is fishy too. I know there was a time when Harry came to visit and he saw his dad, King Charles, for 45 minutes and then straight away went back to the States. So I don't know. It's just, and then apparently Meghan Markle just came out today that she is coming out with a new brand.
Yes, and no one knows exactly what it is.
And you know what? Good for her. Good
Yeah.
for her. I don't care about timing or like whatever. Like she can do whatever she
And
wants.
I also doubt that she's like just thought of it yesterday, like when all this started. Like she's obviously been working on it, so let her release it.
Yeah.
What has Kate ever done for her?
But I don't know. Do you think that there is, because obviously there is some sort of affair. There's some talks of pregnancy. I did see one on Twitter. So again, this is all alleged that apparently this woman, Lady Rose, may be pregnant from Will, and Kate Middleton probably had like a breakdown and needs a break because of the news that she's keeping this baby. So I want to know where Lady Rose is and
Yeah, because she
her
has not been spotted, right? She's not been anywhere.
since the whole, because they've been like promoting her with articles of being like, who is this Lady Rose, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus Christ.
And then take it down immediately, like 5 minutes later, I think it was.
There's such an operation. The firm is such an operation. Oh, I have an honorable mention who's not a part of this. Kyle Richards. She should be on the worst week because I did not appreciate the way she said it's no one's fucking business or whatever she said. It's nobody's fucking business. Excuse you, the nerve of you. I could not like.
There's so many videos of proof of her just telling everyone and speaking about how you have to be real in order to be a housewife and to be on this TV show. And it's like this literally bit you on the ass. Like you were
Yeah.
the queen of promoting realness while
Open
filming.
and honest. Open and honest. Like she should have had that. I don't know how that's not been a tagline of hers yet, but you got to be open and honest is Kyle's favorite phrase. So yeah, she's having one of them. And I think there's been clips and stuff that have come out from the agent. That's what it's called, right? The agency? No.
Yeah.
What?
The
Whatever.
agency. Yeah.
No, selling. No, buying Beverly Hills. Is that what it's called?
Oh, but the his real estate
It.
place is
Is
called
the agency. But
the
what, so whatever the show is, there's been clips coming out, and it's not like you see a lot of drama in the clips or anything, but even just seeing Kyle and Mauricio talk at all was more than we really got on Beverly Hills. So then it became like, oh, is she not saying anything because she knows it's going to be storyline for his show? Ick.
It truly is because it gave that in the reunion
Yeah.
last night where she was still not giving any type of answer. But there you go and see the Buying Beverly or whatever show that's on Netflix with Mo, where he's more open into the cameras in his show to talk about like what he's going through. Meanwhile, like Kyle gave us nothing. Like, she still won't fess up to the fact that she's dating Morgan. Like,
Oh, that
we
was so
wouldn't
bizarre.
care. Like, we
That
won't
was
care.
so fucking bizarre. The way,
Yeah.
and when she like threw in there, and
I
she's
feel bad
hot.
for Morgan. If anything, if I was Morgan, I would be like, okay, this is done. Like, I
They
don't know.
at this point, they've got to have an understanding that she's going to be denying it, though. She's probably somewhat used to it or something. I don't know. But it was, she got so worried about it. If you're asking me about a friend of mine, a new, like, let's say I've got a new friend and she is just a friend, I would not respond the way she responded when Andy's like, "Are you and Morgan together?" And she was like, "Well, what?"
Yeah, she looked offended. I think that's why I was just like put off by her answering the way she did.
None of it was all bad. So she's on the list for sure.
Yeah, that is a good for my honorable mentions. I actually have to give it to because I'm still pissed, and I recorded last week before the finale of The Traitors, and my worst week for honorable mention was MJ, Trishelle, and CT. I was really mad at the end of the episode, but I loved this season. I don't know if they're gonna top season three, but I am sat for the next season, whoever they have on, just because I had so much fun seeing these people figure out who was a faithful, and then along the way, not caring for the faithfuls. I was rooting for the traitor, like a lot, all the way, even for Kate. But once it got to MJ, yeah. I think it sucks. I did see that Tommy, her husband, came out and said that like she deserves to lose because she stayed to stay last, not really win the game, which I thought was hilarious. I'll put that clip on the show notes, but that is definitely my worst week ever honorable mentions, especially another one. I have to give it to Sheena from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Literally having her I don't even know if she's talking trash about Ariana, but you can tell that Sheena is Sheenaing and is still the same Sheena, where she is just selfishly thinking about herself and only herself. And I am, Ariana is a really good person because to this day, I don't know if you saw the Watch What Happens Live, she is still giving her some sympathy and grace for her friend Sheena, which really truly gives like she really does love Sheena and she expects this from Sheena. Like, I know we've seen it since day one, so she's pro and she's like a real friend. She's a ride or die for Sheena. I can totally see Ariana being like, well, like this is it's expected of her. I don't know. What are your thoughts on
It
Sheena?
must be true that you must, like, to be friends with Sheena, you must have to just accept that she's gonna be a pick me and she's gonna do shit that's annoying like this flip flop. Ariana had her number perfectly in the after show when she says that when Tom said to her all those mean things, like right after it happened when they had her on speakerphone, and she's like, "You're not," he was like, "You're not even a real friend. I was never your friend," or whatever. That only read to Sheena like, "I have to get him to tell me we are really friends." Like, Sheena views it as a challenge to get back in their good graces. When someone tells you something like that, you could just be like, "Oh, fuck yourself, we're done." But Sheena doesn't have that confidence within to be like, "Fuck you, I'm out." Instead, she wants it more. And when she said, when Christina was like, "It sounds like he's sad, more sad to lose you as a friend than he is to lose Ariana as a partner," and she's like, "He is. Yes, he is." She couldn't wait to say that
Thank God for
because she's,
Christina for that moment. Yeah, I'm sorry
yeah.
to interrupt.
I mean, no, she, sorry, I feel like Christina, I don't know. I still don't trust Christina. For the record, I still don't trust her. I feel like she was real quick to flip on Katie last season. Like, she like forgave Sheena all fast. And there was a tone of like, "Well, what about me? She's not invited, but I can go do things, right?" And I was like, "Excuse you. You're literally only here because Katie invited you." So I don't know. I still don't trust Christina all the way. But yeah,
No,
Sheena, no.
Sheena's been, and I can totally tell she's just been getting more and more backlash with each episode that's been airing on Vanderpump Rules. And yeah, those are my best week ever honorable mentions. Did you want to move on to your runner up best week ever?
I would have to put that to Lala.
Yeah.
Lala's really upsetting me too. And I think I give her, I'm even more mad at her this week because then she's on her podcast. She just thinks she's such a know, she's just a know-it-all. She feels like she's all sage and wise and stuff. And like, I don't know why she's fighting this battle for Sheena. That's like her one and only mission.
Which is true. I don't know if I've heard this earlier where like she wasted an opportunity to really just hang out with the ladies and rally with them instead of like against the boys, but instead she is fighting for Sheena's fight when really she could like have the girls all talk about it in a very like sisterhood way, but like
Yes.
it's not
But they're
instead.
making Ariana like the bad guy.
Yeah.
And all she cares about, Sheena, have you even forgiven Tom yet? Has he even given you a reason to forgive him yet? Like that hasn't even happened. Lala, you don't even like Tom. You hate Tom Sandoval. You hated him even before this.
He's still like Lala still thinks that he's a terrifying man. She's like, you
Yeah.
terrify me.
So if anything, she should be encouraging Sheena not to do it. But
Yeah.
I feel like production and the network are being such assholes and forcing them all to be friends. It's so manufactured and terrible. Maybe they should go on the runner-up too. Production.
I hope I,
Vanderpump Rules production.
with the way that Tom Sandoval gifts people, I'm wondering if he's gifting the producers for a good edit, fucking like his storyline to like go his way. Because that's in my eyes, I there's a little bit of gaslighting going on in this
Yeah,
season.
very much so.
That's such a good runner-up. For my worst week ever runner-up, I have to give it to the Valley drama because nobody really cares. And like we just said that we had them. They had them on the afters show, and literally I fast forward on their opinions. When it came to them like asking
They
what
had the last big segment, and I was like, okay, is this all this is gonna be? Because we're gonna, aren't we gonna watch the show? Like, aren't we
yeah.
gonna get introduced to them on the show? Do you guys skip that part? Is this vital viewing? I don't think so.
Exactly. And of course, worst week ever winner is our British royal family.
Yep,
The
definitely.
drama will continue. For best week ever honorable mention, I have to give it to John Mulaney at the Oscar Awards. It was really nice to see him. I felt like he should have been hosting the entire time. But it made me miss seeing his stand-up. I really do enjoy his stand-up, and I hope we get to see him do more awards. Him and Aidy Bryant really were spectacular this year on like hosting award shows. It really makes a difference when it comes to the awards. What did you think about the award seasons being earlier? Because apparently it was supposed to be a month out, not like at the date that we're at today. It's like coming up.
Oh, I like it. I like having it all closer together. I think that it just makes way more sense. Get it over with
Me
already.
too. Yeah, it was really nice. I like now I can move on to other things.
Yeah. My honorable mention was actually going to be Emma Stone, because even though her dress was ripped, she still delivered an adorable little acceptance speech.
And it was,
And
oh, sorry.
I guess I should have put like Louis Vuitton on there as like worst week ever, because that thing was like, that was such bad PR for, it's like, it's the most, one of the most important nights of her life, and the zipper broke, guys.
Yeah, and like because she was dancing to,
Was that what it was?
yeah, she said that her
Oh, she probably broke. Oh, got it.
going
Yeah.
to,
When she
I'm
was
just
dancing that
Ken.
I'm Just Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say Emma Stone, and then also I wanted to put Ryan Gosling on there because I thought Ryan Gosling's performance of that was just so, it was so fun. It was like, oh, it reminded me of like old Oscars. You know, it's silly. He's not trying to show off his voice. I thought it was a great job. And his bit that he did with Emily Blunt was actually funny. Like when they did their little bit when they presented. So they were good.
He's such a funny actor, and I loved how Diamonds is a Girl Best Friend, not Madonna, Marilyn Monroe. He literally like adapted that, and I loved it
It
because
was so good.
that's so Ken.
So Ken, it's so good. Loved it.
Another Best Week Ever honorable mentions for me. I nominated Olivia Rodrigo and Sheryl Crow at the Nashville. She is on tour right now, and she had Sheryl Crow in her Nashville date tour. And I am super jealous. I feel like I manifested this, and I need to like manifest it more because of the whole Ashlee Simpson album coming back. And hopefully, potentially, she will be going on tour. But Sheryl Crow and Olivia Rodrigo together is just like chef kiss for me. To see them together, I really do think that Olivia Rodrigo is probably moving on to some sort of like, and it's not a diss, but coffee house rock, you know, on her next album, maybe,
Ooh,
which would be a lot of fun.
cool.
She is in that millennial kind of a genre.
Cool, I like that.
Any other Best Week Ever honorable mentions before we move on to runner up?
No, I only had those two.
Awesome. So, Best Week Ever runner up, I am nominating Vanessa Hudgens for
Ooh.
presenting her baby bump at the Oscars with her beautiful outfit. I actually
Gorgeous.
love the Vanity Fair after party.
Oh, yes, that too.
That is like my favorite look, but yeah, the one in the red carpet where she is just like neck all the way down, like just in black, her baby bump, and yeah, it's just awesome to see her winning and getting what she wants after, you know, dating for someone for so long and automatically like marrying someone after a year of that breakup. I'm just so happy for her because she it's been wanting, I guess, to expand and grow a family for a while. What are your
Has
thoughts?
she?
Apparently, so this is what she's been saying.
Oh, I don't really follow what Vanessa's up to. So I was like, I didn't even know she was dating anyone. That's how, like, how out of the loop I am. So when she showed up pregnant, I had to like Google.
I went through a whole rabbit hole because her and Ashley Tisdale are not friends anymore, and it's because of Austin Butler and their relationship. They all have been friends for a very, very long time. And you know, she went out with Austin Butler for a very long time and they broke up, and now he's dating someone that is way younger. There's pictures of Vanessa Hudgens with Kyra Gerber
Oh.
when she was like 11 and Vanessa Hudgens like 21 or something. So yeah, the rabbit hole that I was in, it just makes me happy to see Vanessa just like pregnant and showing it off. Like who? No one knew, right?
I
Until
feel
she
like
got
she
that.
went to, she was posting her bachelorette party. That's because that's what I came across when I Googled. She'd been posting her bachelorette party, I think, and people were like, "Are you pregnant? Are you pregnant?" And she was like, "I can't believe you guys would ask me that." And then she showed up and was like, "Here I am."
I guess I didn't see those photos because I would have said the same thing.
Well, I mean, and then when I saw, when you see the photos, you're like, no, you look pregnant. Like, it's not like we're, it's like, it's beyond the, am I just being rude? It's like, no, you, everything about it looks pregnant. So it's not like they were wrong.
Yeah, she was probably glowing, like glowing.
Yes, glowing. And like her, just the whole body had become pregnant. You know how like there's a moment where it's not just the little tiny bump. It's like, so you couldn't deny it. It's almost, it was like, that's like Rihanna when she showed her bump off at the
Yeah.
Super Bowl. She was still in the phase where it was just a bump. And so at first we were like, wait, hold
I'll
on.
never forget the tweet where someone was like, I'm watching Super Bowl with Rihanna. I don't want to say it, but we're all thinking
Yeah, like
it,
no one wanted to be like congratulations and have it not be the case, but I'm like, she's touching her belly, like she's holding her belly. It has to be that. And then they had to be like, yes, she's pregnant, because all of us were scared. No
Yeah.
one wanted to be that person.
It is scared to be that person. Who is your best week ever runner up?
So the only reason I'm not giving this to like the best week ever is because I'm just annoyed by it, but Oppenheimer.
Did you
Oppenheimer swept, they basically swept the Oscars, and I couldn't even finish it. I got like 30 minutes in and was like, I can't do this. I don't understand this movie. I don't get it. It's one of those movies that like gets all the awards, but I just didn't get it. It starts to feel like sometimes a favor to because like Christopher Nolan, like it was, but like I guess fine. A lot of people worked on it, a lot of people are happy.
Did you ever get to the Josh Hartnett part? I feel like I
No.
would wake up like, okay.
I didn't even get to, I estimated it was 30 minutes in, but like I was just like, I can't do this with
Yeah.
a
So I can't believe because I am watching every 20 minutes a day because I can't watch a 3.5 hour movie. Are
I
you
know.
insane? Killers of the Flower Moon, which is good. Like, I'm enjoying watching it the way I'm watching it right now. I
Oh,
already
because you're
know.
doing it in pieces.
Yes. I was telling my husband, I was like, it's a soap opera for me right now. Like, I can't wait to see what happens next.
like you're cutting it off for yourself, like, ooh, let's keep it there. It's gonna be
Yeah.
fun when I come back to this. That's
Exactly.
awesome.
Because I can't, I don't know how anyone is sitting in the theaters for 3.5 hours. Someone was saying that there should be some sort of intermission if you're going to have me sit
Yes.
there.
I have to, if you want me to go to a theater and watch that, I am going to have to pee. It is rude of you to not let me pee.
And I don't want to miss a thing, especially with a movie where it's like blah blah blah, and
Yeah.
you can't literally miss like a dialogue of it. But
Yes.
there are a lot of men in that movie, and I feel like Josh Hartnett is one that I would like wake myself up for.
Yeah, no, Josh Hartnett's a hottie for sure. I like him older too. I prefer older Josh Hartnett to younger Josh Hartnett.
Same. For my best week ever winner, dun, 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 I nominated to Ariana Grande. She came out with her album Eternal Sunshine. The music video is so amazing, especially if you are a Michelle Gondry Eternal Sunshine movie buff, like I am. I love that movie. And she definitely put that in her new album where she goes into details about her divorce, and she does The Boy Is Mine, which is great. She was on Saturday Night Live, which was hilarious. My favorite was the Moulin Rouge, of course, with Bo and Yang. Have you seen that skit?
No.
Oh my God, it is. I
I
cannot
love Bowen. I love
stop.
him.
Love him too. And they literally took Ewan McGregor, Nicole Kidman, like their innerness of Moulin Rouge, and just like did such a great smash up of all these songs together, and at the end they would sing Happy Birthday. It's such a great skit, Emily. You would laugh your ass off.
As soon as we finish this, I'm watching it.
So they do like break a little bit, and which I kind of love in SNL skits. I
I
feel
love a
like,
break. I love a break.
yeah, where they laugh about it together because it truly is
Yeah.
funny.
No, I think I love a nice little break moment.
And yeah, the music video with her and I forgot his name already. Evans, Peter Evans. Is that his name? Evan Peters.
Evan Peters.
There we go. Mix it up there. It's yeah, I love the music video. Their chemistry was really cool to watch. And yeah, this is great for Ariana Grande, especially since, you know, she's been toting around with SpongeBob and that whole backstory. I see like a lot of hate comments. Like, people are deranged of just the comments that they write on her wall, where because she is pretty much a home wrecker, and yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure she reads those with.
I also heard that that wasn't true. Like that, I think TMZ was walking back what they claimed, or maybe Page Six. I don't know. A friend of mine who was invested in it was saying that you know how like his ex-wife went on, did like an interview where she said it absolutely was a home wrecking situation or something like that. It was that she actually got paid to do that. Like, so it wasn't real. I don't know. So I've heard that it was actually not represented pr accurately. But also that could be just according to Ariana Grande, so obviously. But I just can't imagine her being that heartless.
Yeah, no, I did hear the ex-wife of this all just making phone calls and just trashing and spilling all the tea about Ariana and Ethan.
And maybe that's important. Maybe that's because they were and they suck and like good for her. But like there is another side to it that's possible. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't see him with this guy very long. It's very much like tick tock, tick tock.
I hope not. God.
Yeah. Who is your best week ever winner?
Just because I want her to be winning right now, Katie Maloney.
Yes.
I feel like this is, excuse me, she's gone through so much on this show because of Tom Sandoval. Sandoval himself has done that to her.
And Schwartz.
And Schwartz, yes. But like, she has put up with enough. She thought that this was finally it. After the whole Rachel affair, we don't have to deal with this guy anymore. But in somehow, some way, she's like, we're not on the same page here. Like, how you guys, this person fucking sucks. He's a demon.
I love and, how she ended with the word demon. Like,
yeah, demon. He's a demon. And I don't know what Lala's doing. She's not holding her ground. Lala did say on her own podcast that Katie and Lala had like a thing. They had a bit of a fight that sort of made them look at each other different. And it's never quite been the same since then. Regardless, Katie has always stuck by her morals, even when it's unpopular. She's had to apologize for her wrongdoings. Like when she was too hard on Lala, she apologized to her multiple times on camera. And I feel like Katie deserves best week ever because she just does.
She really does. And I was a Katie hater. Like,
me too.
I think it was because she was with Schwartz. Mm-hmm. And like the relationship with Schwartz just made me not like her because of how, like, you can totally tell that she was just not happy. So, like, you know, misery likes like keeping their company miserable, you know? So watching her was the same thing. I was like, you're so miserable. And now seeing her just break free, I'm like, finally, like, I'm here for that Katie Maloney.
Totally.
Detached from, like, she's so much better off. And I am kind of upset with Vanderpump Rules right now, just because this last episode there wasn't enough viewership of view. There's not enough Ariana and Katie Maloney screen time where I have to sit down and what was the scene where I was like, why am I watching the Joe and relationship? I was like, why am I watching?
Traumatizing. Don't make me watch that.
A scene with Ariana and her friends. You know what I mean? Why am I not seeing a scene of Katie and her, like, in her, like, detachment from, like, this group friendship? Like,
That's a good point.
We have to see Schwartz and Joe's friendship. Like,
it's gross because he clearly gave Joe a job, basically, because that's like he was like, let me help her out and get her some money. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, because he's dangling her, thinking that in,
yes,
43 that he's going to be more available. Like,
yes, ew, that was, I forgot about that part. Yeah, he's like, oh, and she's holding
and you can
on
totally
too.
Tell Bill 43.
Yeah, she's like, I have a countdown. I have a countdown on my phone. She's a countdown app up until that point.
I am so, like, I'm pissed off at Schwartz to have her come on because she's clearly unwell.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know what I mean? It's another Laura Lee, but she was actually clean and great. But like the way Jax tormented her, like, really just makes me hate the men in this fucking show.
Yeah, no, we the men are all bad. Like, it's been a minute since we've seen them all together. And it's like, yep, these three are terrible.
Yeah. But definitely best week for Katie. She's killing it. Looks and everything. She's
looks and everything.
There. She's getting there with the looks. The hair looks great.
Her fashions are always questionable. There's always a few times where I'm like, ooh, good. But for the most part, I'm like, I have no idea what's happening here.
And what did you think of the Lala? Well, we were talking about it, but I love how people are like, Lala's from Utah. And I'm like, so is Katie. Katie's from Utah too.
I didn't know. I forgot people do, they all do that. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Like, Lala from Utah.
Lala from Utah, and she acts so big and bad. Lala's always like when the way she was even talking to Katie, she's all stand down, disengage. I'm like, you need to fucking
I know.
watch it.
I thought I must have delusionally made this up in my head, but I thought I saw a scene where Katie said, like, you can't talk to me like Raquel. Like, you won't win this,
It
bitch.
had it very much had the this ain't Phaedra energy.
Yeah.
This ain't Phaedra is it very much had that energy.
I love that. We are now going to move on to our favorite song from the early 2000s to 2010. We have came with the song. I wrote this. I wrote it. Where did I write it? When did I write it? Can you tell me, Emily? Came with
Yeah, I was
the
like, I
song,
can say it
your
again.
favorite song. Oh yes,
Okay,
I remember
this was not easy because I didn't come prepared. I would have like looked through a catalog of songs to remind myself, but off the top of my head, because I was so obsessed with J-Lo back then, the J-Lo Ja Rule I'm Real remix. I loved it. I
And
also,
this
wait, I
came
have
out
another
in
one. Can I?
2001. Oh, wow.
Was that 2001? Yeah, that sounds about right because I graduated high school 2002, and so that was, and I remember like that was the album that I listened to.
And that was when Ashanti, I mean, J-Lo came with
Yeah.
I'm Real
Yeah, exactly.
in 2001. But what other song were you going to say? Because my
Remember
question.
No Doubt? Remember No Doubt came out with that album that was like such a departure from their usual stuff. I think it was Rock Steady. I think that's the name of it.
Like in the early two, like 2005-ish.
Yeah. No, I think it was like 2002. It was rocks. It had a black and white cover and I loved that album. But actually that's not even the one I was talking about. Magic's in the Makeup was off of their Return of Saturn album. Was that the 2000s? Was that even 2000 actually? I just realized that. Was that the 90s?
I don't think so. No, it was in the 90s.
Ooh, see, yeah.
But
It's
I'm
weird.
Rose on 2001, and I
Yes,
love
it
how we
is.
just talked about it because my question is, what makes you your favorite song? What makes this your favorite song, and where were you when you first heard this song?
So I was in high school. I don't remember where I was when I first heard it, but I was going through a breakup and an on and off situation, and I would like memorize the entire album. Like, because I think that CD had the insert with the lyrics. That was the best. And the CD had the booklet that had actual lyrics. I hate when they didn't have the lyrics. I'm like, what's the point of this thing if you're not going to put lyrics in here? And so I listened to it on repeat over and over and over again when I was driving. I just loved J-Lo. I didn't know to embrace it, but then I was like, fuck it. I love her, guys. This is who I am. I love her so much. She was so hot. She danced and I don't know why I loved it so much. It was a hot number,
Well,
what
the
it
music
was.
video was just so great. Like, she brought out the couture, like, juicy track suit,
Yes.
the baby hair. And,
Yes.
like, I just remember Ja Rule being such a big deal at that time, too. And yeah, that was such a great music video.
The
The lip
video was
gloss,
hot. The
yeah.
video, they were all like oiled down. Oh, they were hot. Yeah. That was when I was so aware of music videos then. Now I almost never see a music video and then I go and look for them. Like, oh, there are people make music videos all the time, spend what looks like millions of dollars on them. I guess I'm just not the demographic anymore, but like I used to love music videos.
Yeah, they're even like VH1 had a VH1 track record TV show, kind of like TRL of like the top 10 music videos. They should bring
Yes.
it back. I don't know why they sleep on that.
Yes. And now MTV, I never watch on cable anymore, but like if I'm ever on cable and I see what's on MTV, it's always like ridiculousness marathon. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
He has something on MTV. I think he saw something and he's holding it over their head. He saw them bury a dead body. Why else am I watching this show 24/7?
And
Give me
I've heard that he's an
some
asshole.
videos.
Have you heard that? I've heard he's not a nice guy.
That bums me out because,
Yeah.
like Ellen, he looks like he's super nice and, like, he is just
a monster. Like Jonathan Van Ness, heard they're a monster.
I know, I heard that too. That was a shocking.
Very
Do we
shocking.
believe that? We believe it, right?
I want to say yes because reading the Rolling Stone, they didn't really diss on Bobby so much. So it makes me wonder if Bobby had
That's what I
any
mean.
hold of the story. And he is like, it blatantly says in the article that Jonathan Van Ness like sided with Tan and made sure to kick Bobby out. So
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I'm like the Queer Eye, the Queer Eye cast, the reboot Queer Eye cast has been nothing but drama.
I don't think they
Nothing
can come
but
back.
drama.
They're gonna have to. I wouldn't mind if they start over.
Yeah, so I agree. I kind of want them to just start the hell over, start from scratch. It's so tense.
Yeah, give me a non-binary in there. Like, I feel like they can totally mix it up. It's 2024. We deserve like a whole new Queer Eye cast.
Yeah. This cast is toast.
Emily, thank you so much for being on my show. I had so much fun with you. I love your podcast and I love your content. I'm going to tell everybody to please follow her. It'll be on the show notes, but can you let my listeners know where to follow you or if you have anything to plug in?
Absolutely. The show is She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. You can follow me on all of the platforms with that long ass handle. She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. And I'm also on YouTube as well and all podcast platforms. And that's it.
And I love, love, love you on Reality and Comics too with Kendrick. You guys made such a great duo talking about the Traitors this season because, yeah, I loved, love, loved watching that show. Wasn't happy
Yeah.
with the ending, but watching it to the very end, I have no regrets. I wouldn't change a thing.
Agreed, agreed. It was so good.
Even with MJ not winning the winnings.
Yeah, it added to the story.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you.